Welcome to Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast that takes current affairs out of current affairs. This is a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. I'm your host, Rams Mabope. South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performance has dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. 2024 is election year in the United States of America. And this election year started like any other year, which happens every 4 years. That is until the world noticed something of a tragedy happening in the land of the free, in the home of the brave. Two of the worst candidates are running for president. This is a disaster for the world, even for the Americans themselves, in spite of their penance to do very stupidly, politically, that is. Americans go to the polls next Tuesday. They have a choice between a free criminal and a brave unknown. Indeed, the land of the free and the home of the brave. While the world is going through some of the worst times, the continued destruction of humankind in Sudan and the Middle East, and Manchester United continuing its long walk to infamy, more than 150 Americans will be queuing in towns, districts, villages, embassies, and brothels to decide who between the pinky and the brain, or is it Scooby-Doo and Shaggy, should rule the so-called free world. Whichever way it goes, the whole world is stuffed. So, who are the Americans going to choose to run their country for the next 4 years? Donald Trump comes back to try again. He was elected president in 2016, and all he did, just on the eve of the end of his term, was to kill an unknown Iranian called Soleimani.
Ours was an attack based on what they did. We weren't the first one out. He killed an American. Now two people are dead from the same attack, and some people very badly wounded. And that was one of his smaller endeavors. You look over his past, he's been called a monster, and he was a monster. And he's no longer a monster, he's dead. And that's a good thing for a lot of countries.
Qasem Soleimani, an Iranian major general, was killed on January 3, 2020 by an American drone strike. Big deal. More like the day Bongani Baloyi joined the MK party. Yes, I know you don't know who that is. It is the same principle as the killing of Soleimani, a sideshow. Killing Soleimani did not save Trump's presidency. He lost to a geriatric called Joe Biden, but not before he incited his supporters to make America great again and storm the US Capitol, rejecting the US election results. It is not so much that they hated that Trump lost. His supporters were appalled that for the next 4 years, the country would go to sleep under Biden and his number two, Kamala Harris, who Trump and his supporters actually thought was just a piece of number two. And so Trump is back to reclaim his crown. And this time his opponent is number two. The brown stuff has really hit the fan. But what does Trump bring to Washington this time? A lot, if you ask me. Top of the list is X, formerly known as Twitter. Whereas 4 years ago, the app banned him for being himself, you know, a pervert, racist, misogynist, instigator of violence, and a plain bad human being. It has now reinstated him for, wait for it, the very same reason. And so Trump enters this race armed with the influence of billions of followers on X, half of them dimwits and the other half robots. In Elon Musk, former President Trump has a virus he can count on to obliterate Harris and bring himself back to office. But he also brings more.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there. They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets of the people that live there.
While many of you have interpreted this assertion by Trump as a reference to the Haitian immigrants being cannibals, in truth, Trump was presenting himself as a Latter-day Saint of the SPCA. His concern is more about the cats, the dogs, and the pets of the people that live there in Springfield. And the man who used all his power, might, and corrupt wealth to fight the COVID pandemic in 2020 has set his sights on another disaster that he thinks, if the Democrats won the elections, will be visited on millions of American women.
It must be remembered that the Democrats are the radical ones on this position because they support abortion up to and even beyond the ninth month. The concept of having an abortion in the later months and even execution after birth, and that's exactly what it is.
Yes, you heard it right. Trump plans to stop abortion during and after pregnancy. And just to add color, if you like, choose the pun, considering that color is one of Donald's Trump cards, the former president election campaign in New York invited an unknown comedian, Connie Hinchcliffe, who had choice words for the island of Puerto Rico and its people.
You know, there's a lot going on. Like, I don't know if you guys know this, but there's literally a floating island of garbage in the middle of the ocean right now. Yeah, I think it's called Puerto Rico. Okay, all right, okay, we're getting there. It's absolutely wild to see. And in Texas, stuff is really, really crazy. We're right there by a wide open border. Where are my proud Latinos at tonight? You guys see what I mean? It's wide open. There's so many of them. It's absolutely incredible.
Indeed, incredible. At least Trump did one thing right. He not only distanced himself from the comments, he actually denied even knowing who Hinchcliffe was. See? I told you that fellow is an unknown comedian. But Trump, the irony clearly not lost to him, arrived in Wisconsin the other day in a garbage truck and added this about the events in New York.
We're right there by a wide open border. Where are my proud Latinos at tonight? You guys see what I mean? It's wide open. There's so many of them. It's absolutely incredible.
With respect to the Queen of Rock, what's love got to do with it? But just before you get too excited and think that the other side is better, well, it isn't. Kamala Harris may be green in the presidential political scene, but the grass is sure not greener for the Democrats. There is quite a lot of number two, or what they call manure, on that lawn. First, Harris is what the Americans call a designated survivor. She was the only one that was left in the room when none of the Democrats were brave to replace Biden, who put both country and party to sleep over the last 4 years. Biden has handed his number two a poison chalice. First, he stood against Trump before quitting mid-campaign. Secondly, he continued to embarrass her with his gaffes. When that unknown comedian Hinchcliffe made the racist garbage remark about Puerto Rico, Biden was quick to respond.
And just the other day, a speaker at his rally called Puerto Rico a floating island of garbage. Well, let me tell you something. I don't know the Puerto Rican that I know.
Oh no, Joe. For a man who does everything ever so slowly, I wonder why he chose to move so quickly on this one, putting his foot in their mouth. But then again, none of us for sure can say that Joe Biden was aware of what he said or where he was. In fairness, Joe couldn't leave it to Kamala to deal with Trump and his trash fans. Kamala Harris is not known for being eligible. You have to listen more than twice to try and make sense of some of the things she says.
I think it's very important, as you have heard from so many incredible leaders, for us at every moment in time, and certainly this one, to see the moment in time in which we exist and are present.
That's profound. Up there with some of the greatest quotes of our time.
When we invest in clean energy and electric vehicles and reduce population, more of our children can breathe clean air and drink clean water.
You can laugh all you like, but I agree with Kamala. If you reduce the population of the United States, the rest of the world can begin to breathe clean air, no? And that has been the sum total of Kamala's campaign. Bumbling a whole lot of nothings, mixing up her foreign policy ideas, and second-guessed by Joe Biden. And so, dear citizens of the world, brace yourselves for another merry-go-round of 4 years of American politics. On Tuesday, millions of citizens who believe their own compatriots are garbage, and millions others who have left their fate on a designated survivor, will leave the fate of the world in one of two of the worst characters ever to contest for president. Sisekake, garbage, if you ask me. Thank you for listening to this episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns. Download the My Sowetan app and listen to more of my podcasts. We are also on Spotify. Follow us on X at Rams by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. Please send your comments to me via email on rams@ramsmabote.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast. Or better still, let me be your MC, keynote speaker, or facilitator at your next event. It is the only thing I do better than satire and sarcasm. Remember to buy and read my new book, The Sweetest Taboo, available at your nearest bookstore. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.
Taking the Rams by the Horns is a production of Arena Holdings, publishers of The Sowetan, Sunday Times, and others. If you liked our show, please take a moment to leave us a review on your favorite streaming app and share our podcast with your friends. To make sure you never miss an episode, subscribe for free on Iono FM, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Player FM, or wherever you get your podcasts.